Blog Talk Radio.
Struggling with the highs and lows of bipolar 1? Ask about Vraylar. Because you are greater than your bipolar 1. And you can help take control of your symptoms with Vraylar. Some medicines only treat the lows or highs. Vraylar treats depressive, acute manic, and mixed episodes of bipolar 1 in adults. Proven full-spectrum relief for all bipolar 1 symptoms. And in Vraylar clinical studies, most saw no substantial impact on weight. Elderly dementia patients have increased risk of death or stroke. Call your doctor about unusual changes in behavior or suicidal thoughts. Antidepressants can increase these in children and young adults. Report fever, stiff muscles, or confusion, which may mean a life-threatening reaction, or uncontrollable muscle movements, which may be permanent. High blood sugar, which can lead to coma or death, weight gain, and high cholesterol may occur. Movement dysfunction and restlessness are common side effects. Sleepiness and stomach issues are also common. Side effects may not appear for several weeks. Ask about Vraylar and learn how AbbVie could help you save.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Can hold me when I hold you. Feels so right, it can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all free song. These days are ours. I've been free. These days are ours. Tell them we're free. Gonna cruise her around the town. Show everybody what I found. Rock and roll with all my friends. Hoping the music never ends. Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day. Moving all week with you. These days are ours. Share them with me. These days are ours. Happy and free.
Hello, sunshine. Goodbye, rain. She's wearing my school ring on the chain. She's my city. Hello, blue. Nothing can hold me when I hold you. So right, it can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long.
These days are ours.
Share them with me.
These days are ours.
Happy and free.
These happy days are yours and mine.
These happy days are yours and mine. Happy days.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Petito.
I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
When you don't know just what to do.
Just what to do, just what to do.
If what you're feeling is really true.
Is really true. Really true.
Just keep your ideas safe and sound.
Safe and sound, safe and sound.
That's exactly how change is found.
Change is found, change is found. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass.
One day at a time, free at last.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Jerry Petito Show. This is a product of WBNN, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. We are on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. Guys, I am so excited about tonight's show. First of all, everyone who knows me knows I am the author of I'm Not an Addict, I'm Just an Ass. I'd rather be a smartass than a dumbass. Because 32 years ago, I was a dumbass. But today, 32 years later, through the grace of God, I am now a smartass. And yes, the word ass is in the Bible at least 40 times, and it means donkey. And that's what I was, guys. So I'm here to help everyone. All my services to you are free. I'm a nutritional health coach. I'm a recovery coach. I've also cured myself of cancers back in the day very naturally. Okay, so reach out. All my services to you are free. But if you think my book can help someone, you can go to Simon & Schuster's bookstore, Archway Publishing, BAM, Barnes & Noble's. You can go to Amazon, and you can go to my website, www.jerrypetito.com. Now, without further ado, guys, you know I always bring it, right? I've had some incredible guests, some legendary performers. It's been such a ride for me. But tonight, I have someone that I have idolized most of growing up, okay? Everybody knows Happy Days, and right now, I'm sure you're all saying, heck yeah, we all know Ralph Mouth. Donnie Most is with us tonight. Donnie, say hello.
Hello, Jerry. I'm so glad to be with you. We had a really nice talk a few months ago, and I'm looking forward to doing it again with you right now.
Well, first of all, I want to say, yes, we had an incredible interview a few months back on Hamilton Radio, and now we're here on WBNN. And I want to thank you personally for honoring me with these interviews and becoming a friend of mine. And, you know, we've got to give a shout-out to Rick Shepherd from the Drifters, because that's how I got to meet you. We met in person. We hung out, but, you know, behind the scenes at that show. He brought me on stage. You were singing. You're incredible. And we hung out in the trailer, and it was just like we became friends instantly. So thank you, Donnie.
Yes, my pleasure. Thank you. We did. We did become friends instantly. It was sort of like, you know, I grew up in New York, so when I've been in California a long time, but, you know, when I meet another New Yorker or someone from that, you know, tri-state area, you could feel it right away, and with certain people, more so than others, and with you, that was the case.
With you, it was, because I'm from Long Island City, New York, and my producer likes to call me, you know, a fraud from New York. It's hysterical, but I like, as soon as I saw you, I just went up to you and hugged you and, like, you know, bumped into your arm and said, hey.
Right.
So, you've got, you know, I want people out there to know that he's not just Happy Days, guys, okay? And that's what I titled the show, Not Just Happy Days. Donnie, you've credible stuff. I mean, your journey. So let's start from now. You've got a good 25 minutes before we start taking calls to tell your story. Start with, you know, what's going on with you now, and, of course, talk about Happy Days, you know, how your journey started.
Okay. Well, do you want to start with how it all started or with what I'm doing
now?
Sure.
You know what? Everybody's probably saying, we want to hear about Happy Days, so start there. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, as we mentioned, I grew up in New York, in Brooklyn, and I started pursuing – originally, it was more singing. Singing was the first passion, and I was going to a school in Manhattan. I would take the subway in when I was 13 every Saturday, go to this school for singing and dancing and acting. And through that, I got picked to be part of a nightclub review comprised of seven teenagers, ages 14 to 16, and we performed during the summer up in the Catskill Mountains, which a lot of you might not know of. It was a big resort area upstate New York. They had all these hotels with nightclubs, a lot of entertainment. And so I was 14, 15 years old singing in these nightclubs up in the Catskill Mountains. So that was like how it all started. And then I shifted gears into acting and then got real serious about that and started going, was able to get a manager and agent and get auditions and started getting work. And so there wasn't a lot of TV in New York then. Soap operas, yes, but not like series TV. So I did a little, but mainly a lot of commercials, and I was going to a really good acting class. And then I went out to L.A. For the summer after my junior year in college, and I was going to just try to grease the wheels, get some networking and contacts so that a year later when I graduated, I would come back to L.A. and pursue it full time. But what happened was I started getting some auditions right away that summer, and I landed a couple of guest starring roles on a show like Emergency and Room 222. And so my agent, I'm 20 years old now, my agent said, instead of going back for your senior year at the end of the summer, why don't you take 6 months off because you've got some momentum going on. So I said, okay, yeah, hell yeah, that's what I'm doing. I didn't have to think more than about a quarter of a second, and decided not, you know, my parents were not thrilled, but I said, hey, if it doesn't work out, I'll come back, you know, in 6 months, that kind of thing. And then I got another part in a Police Story, I think it was. I played a mad bomber. It was a heavy, heavy role. I played like a psychopathic bomber. And then nothing. Yeah, it was pretty intense. But then nothing for like 2 months, and I'm going, uh-oh, I made a mistake. But then and Happy Days audition came up, and callback, and another callback, and then a screen test. And then I was shooting. Then I got cast, and we were shooting the pilot. Just about 50 years ago now, it was November, we shot the pilot, 1973. So it's now 50 years. It'll be our 50-year anniversary in mid-January when we first aired on ABC.
I was 12. Continue.
Wow. Yeah. Well, so that's how, that, you know, that's what led up to the Happy Days. And then, of course, well, the first year we were pretty, you know, pretty successful. We were not a huge hit, but we were a sort of a minor hit, they'd call it, I guess. We were in the top 20 in the ratings, and it was real good. And, you know, I was just thrilled to be working with an amazing cast, incredibly talented people. And we all got along so well and just bonded instantly. And it was a great, great working environment. And with people like Gary Marshall as our exec producer and Jerry Paris, an incredible comic genius. He was our director. So, but then the second year, our ratings kind of were falling down. And then, but then, yeah, up until then, we were shooting Happy Days like a movie, one camera, as they call it, where no audience, you know, you're just shooting it scene by scene. It might take 4 days to shoot an episode, something like that. But then the ratings were going down, and all the big hit shows, comedy shows at that time, were like All in the Family and Maude and Good Times, and they were all shot in front of an audience with three cameras. So we switched to that format, and then they also put Henry Winkler's character, the Fonz, even more into the forefront. They had him moving into the apartment above the Cunningham garage. And combination of his character and the three-camera live audience format, and that's when we rocketed that year up to number one. And, you know, so that was when it really became a huge hit. And then I did the show for 7 seasons, another 4 or 5 after that. But the show ran, and then I left. My contract was up, And I felt like, okay, I've been doing the same character for 7 years, and it was time to move on. I was not really like Ralph, actually. And that's the joy of acting for me, is to play all kinds of characters, and usually I prefer if they're, the further away they are from me, the better. So I felt I needed to sort of break away, and not get so tied up with one character, and that I didn't want it to be a short-lived career, so to speak. So I parted ways, and it was tough getting away from the show, but I kept picking away at it and chipping away at it, and I would get a role that was a little bit different. Then I got another role that was even more different. I was playing a psychiatrist in a show called The Crow, and then I played a sort of heavy metal, crazy heavy metal singer in an episode of Chips. And then I did a Star Trek Voyager where I was a doctor, and I was kind of the villain. And I think people started seeing that I was not that guy on Happy Days. And so I started being able to do more and more. Had a recurring role on Glee and then some independent films. And more and more, it just started, opening up. And the crazy thing is, in the last 2-3 years, it really opened up. And I think, because enough time had passed and I was now old enough that I certainly didn't look like I did, when I was in my 20s. And so new roles started opening up to me. Really wide variety of roles, all different, one more different than the next. I'd go from playing a pastor to a polygamist. Literally, I went from one to the other, and then a king, and then a prison guard in a movie about the George Floyd, with his murder, and then I was playing the prison guard where Derek Chauvin was being held, and that was an intense film. And then I played a owner of a hockey club, and it's kind of like a Bull Durham but with hockey. And then I'm a career criminal, so it's just it's just such a blast having all that going on. And I'm hoping now that the actor strike is over, I'm ready to get back and do more of that, as well as the music, which I brought back. I put it aside for many years, but I knew I'd come back to it at some point, and I have for the last 10 years, I'd say, and very much so in the last few months with this new CD called New York High and the single from it, New York High as well, which is like in the top 10 on this big international chart called the Heritage Chart. And so I'm really excited about that. So we'll see if I could continue juggling both of these, both of these endeavors.
Wow. So, all right, I have so many comments I want to say. But you know what? Before I get into saying what I want to say to you about everything you just said, we have a track next by international DJ legend Dr. Ngozi featuring Happy Days spinoff Laverne and Shirley. Let's have it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Schlemiel, Schlemagel, Hobson Rep Incorporated.
We're gonna do it. Give us
impossible.
Wow, this music is amazing, brother. I mean, it's just such great memories of our, of my childhood. But Donnie, you know, when I got to meet you, like I said, and you guys were on stage singing, I was like, he's really incredible. And now, you know, this new CD. And, you know, you can't take the New York out of us. There's just no way. And
right.
You can't. And, you know, I just want people out there to know to really, really, really check out this guy's CD and check out the movies he was in. I mean, he is off the charts. And I know, Donnie, you don't believe this completely, but I'm going to share something with you. I cannot tell you how many people have been bothering me with messages because I'm putting out your ads that I'm interviewing you again. And they're all going crazy and saying to me, he was my favorite. And I agree.
Oh, wow.
You know, Fonzie, yes, was this cool cat. All the girls loved him. But Donnie Most was everybody's favorite.
Thank you.
It's the truth.
I don't know everybody's favorite, but I'm just glad that they were – a substantial percentage of the audience out there that felt that way. That's
you know?
Great. That's all. Wow.
Someone said something to me on one of the chats, and I want to just say that, and then we'll bring our caller on. So someone texted me and said, what the heck was the saying? What was that saying that you guys used to say all the time?
Well, there were so many. I mean, there was
what the heck? Sit on it. Yes, my friend from New York. We have to give Dominic Paradise a shout out. My Long Island City buddy, who's a singer, and he loves you. And he said to say hello to you. And I'm getting all these messages.
Oh.
And this one guy messages sit on it, and I'm cracking up. you know what? I want you to tell us really quick where that came from, and then we're going to take our caller.
You know, that's a great question because. I don't know which writer, you know, who was the one who put that in there, but I mean, there was an episode probably in the third season, and I wish I remembered the very first time it was used. I know Joni used it in one episode, but I don't know if that was the first time. But I remember we were sitting around getting ready to – we would read through the script on a Monday – around the table, the whole cast and the writers would be in chairs behind us, and the producers and the director, and we'd have a reading. And in this particular episode, I remember, I think what happened was we were up against Good Times. It was on CBS, and one of the characters, JJ, had a real catchphrase, you know, dynamite or something like that, and you know, shows were having catchphrases. So I think they felt, okay, we had to come up with a catchphrase. So I, you know, the writers all probably, you know, competing on who's going to come up with the best catchphrase. But I don't know which writer it was, but I remember reading the script, and it was a scene, and then it led up to that, where whether it was Richie said it or. Well, Joni said, I can't remember, but it was sit on it, you know, Richie or something. And it was like we were all cracking up, like, what? Sit on it? Where did this come from? But then, you know, we used it in that episode, and the audience loved it. And, you know, so then they started finding great moments to put it in. And then other ones came up, too. I mean, I brought in, I had a great one that was when I went, I still got it, right? And that happened. Because nobody knew I was going to say it. It was not in the script. And the night that we were shooting the episode, I said to Ron, I'm going to say something right about here. It's not in the script, but I don't want to throw you, so just be ready. Because our director, Jerry Paris, used to say that when he would crack a joke and everyone would laugh. He'd go, I still got it. So
I decided without
telling anybody that I was going to use it in the scene because Ralph was telling a joke. So I just threw it in that night and nobody knew it was coming. And the audience didn't know the background, but they still really liked it. And then of course the cast went crazy and Jerry loved it. And then from that point forward, the writers started finding places to put it in, you know.
So there were some good stories
behind those.
All right. So, Donnie, we have a caller. Let's take our first caller in queue. Hello, caller.
Well, first of all, I got to come on and talk to Donnie. Of course, this is Dr.
Of course.
Donnie Most. First of all, you know, hold up the callers. Hey, first of all, man, you know, I loved you. And, you know, you were just an innocent character, you know what I mean? You even held your integrity, you know, being, you know, the off-wit, you know what I mean, comedian that you were on Happy Days. And a lot of times, man, I don't think a lot of people really appreciated, you know, your gift on Happy Days. And then you talk about someone I had a crush on, okay? Shut up, Jerry. I love you, some Aaron Moran. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Joni, that's one of my crushes, you know, when I was a kid. And, you know, giving honor to Gary Marshall, you know, Gary Marshall, one of the greatest, you know, people in television, you know what I mean? You know, Jerry always knows that the person that I idolize mostly is the great Mark Goodson, because Mark Goodson had every single, you know, game show on lockdown, him and Bill Todd. So, you know what I mean? It's that's number one. And then, of course, Gary Marshall. So I'm going to take the caller here. You know, I'm getting off, you know what I mean? I didn't say it too much. Thank you, Donnie.
Love you.
Thank you for calling in. Appreciate it. That was one of the producers?
That was our producer. Yes, brother.
Oh, wow. Oh, very cool. That's awesome.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi. Who's calling?
It's E. Davis. How are you?
Hi, E. Davis. How are you, girlfriend?
I'm doing very well. I just wanted to give you a call, and I'm joining the show. I'm joining your guest, Mr. Most. Let me tell you, when I was a little girl, Happy Days was a ritual in my home, Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock. Because I was a little girl. I don't care what my parents was on. I was watching Happy Days. It was a ritual every night. And you were my favorite character because your character was named Ralph. And that is my father's name, so I liken to you. And you used to, and I was too little to really understand the jokes and everything like that, but I look for you when I watch Happy Days. I'm just so honored to be, I feel like a fangirl, you know, I'm just so excited to be speaking with you. I mean, I wish I can, you know, see you personally just to let you know that you were that guy. You know, I looked for you every single episode. And when they did the Shirley show, that was 8:30, and 9 o'clock it was, you know, bedtime. But every Tuesday, 8 o'clock, Eastern Standard Time, I was watching Happy Days.
Oh, that's great to hear. Thank you so much for those very kind words. Yes, 8 o'clock, it sure was a great lineup that ABC had. You know, and the funny thing was, well, not funny, but when we first started, ABC was like last in the ratings. They were always. Then when our show started to become pretty hot and more so, they started moving up in the ratings and moving up. And then they spun off Laverne and Shirley and then got some of the other shows, and then they shot up to number one. So, you know, it was a real turning point for the network. And we were at the forefront of when that all started. So it was pretty impactful, really impactful. But thank you so much for sharing that with me. I always love hearing people how much the show might have, you know, been a haven for them, an escape, or just a happy time. Thank you.
It was happy days.
But E. Davis, you're not going anywhere yet, girl. All right, so Donnie, this lady right here is one of my favorite peeps, okay? She is my girlfriend. I call her girlfriend, all right? And she's one of the hosts here on WBNN, and she's amazing. She's amazing. So E. Davis, tell Donnie and everyone listening when your show is, and go ahead, girlfriend.
So my show is actually Thanksgiving night on November the 23rd. I'm a business analyst, strictly business with E. Davis. And I'll be talking with the fitness trainer, Nikki Matthews, how she changed her body. She saw that she was overweight. she changed her body, changed her eating habits. She worked out, and now she's a personal trainer, and I'm so proud of her.
Beautiful. Thank you, E. Davis. I love you, girlfriend. So, Donnie.
Yes. Yes, Jerry.
You know, yes. So, you know, when you said, I didn't realize this. You may have told me this on the other interview, but I was so starstruck with our first interview. All right, so now I'm still starstruck, but just a speck less, just a speck that I'm hearing more. Okay, so, oh, you know what? Let me hold that question because we have another caller. Let's take our next caller, and then I'll remember what I wanted to ask you. Caller?
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Jerry, it's Genesis. How are you?
Good, sweetie. How are you?
I'm doing well. Just wanted to call in and let you know that I was listening to the show and supporting you and your guest, Donnie. It's a little bit before my time, but definitely enjoying the content.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I'm glad that you're enjoying it, even though you don't have the, you know, the history and background with the show. So that's nice. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Genesis is a young, beautiful new mom. She's also a host here on WBNN. Tell everyone about your show, sweetheart.
So my show is called Gems, and the reason why it's called Gems is because I truly believe each one of us has something incredible to offer the world. So I like to focus on three core pillars, which are either to educate, inspire, and motivate while also weaving in diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging. And I do that on this network as well as my own platform. I have a podcast called Gems with Genesis Amaris Kemp, and I have about 782 episodes.
Beautiful.
Wow.
All right. Thank you, girlfriend. Thank you for calling in.
My pleasure. Y'all have a great night, Donnie and Jerry.
Thank you so much.
You too.
Oh, she's adorable. So here's my question to you. So when you decided to leave Happy Days, I'm not sure if I even remember that happening. I mean, I was young, you know, but so did someone take your place or did what happened there?
Well, both Ron Howard left the same year. So it was once the two of us. So when we both left, they had to make some, you know, serious changes. So they brought in some other characters. And, you know, I wasn't around then, obviously. And so it was four more seasons that they did. Ted McGinley came in. I think played a teacher. And Linda Pearl, who was an old friend of mine, she came and became a love interest for Fonzie, and then there were some other characters that came in as well, that, you know, part of the whole Arnold scene. So, you know, they just had to make a shift once Richie and Ralph were no longer there. But
Donnie, yeah. I want to say something to you. One of the most horrific things that ever happened to me in TV was when Arnold burned to the ground. That was horrific. Happy Days. That was crazy, man. Like, you know, for them to even do that, man. I had to come on and say that because, you know, when you sparked that with Ted McGinley, who I really love, Linda Pearl, or, you know, but still, that one right there, and then they rebuilt Arnold. You know what I mean? That was crazy, right?
Yeah, that was
a
different kind of thing to do on the show. You know, I think what prompted that, one of the things that Ron Howard insisted, you know, I think when he made the decision that he was going to do the show, I think he had an understanding with the producers because he had some power, he had some clout, he'd been a star since he was like 5 years old and had done so much. But I think he said, you know, if the show goes on, we can't just, you know, stay in like without, you know, aging and, or, you know, we can't be in high school for 7 years if the show goes that long. You know, we need to move up and graduate and then go into college And so part of that was like, okay, well, what are we going to do? So then they knew they, part of that was they had to change and change Arnold's into a hangout where the college, now that they are in college, they could, it was okay to hang out there. They wanted to make a big change, and I guess they came up with the idea, well, let's have, you know, there's a fire, and it burns down. They have to rebuild it, and it, you know, becomes a different thing. So I think that's part of what inspired or led to that.
That you know, it's crazy, you know. You know, another thing, too, that really resonated with me, too, Donnie, was, you know, I didn't know where Milwaukee was, you know, yeah, until Happy Days. I was a kid now. You know, I'm talking about 1970, yeah. I'm 53. So I'm a kid.
Right.
You know, you're talking about, the, you know, the Milwaukee Braves and Hank Aaron. You know, you're all the
right.
Green Bay Packer fans. So it was
right.
wonderful, man. I knew exactly where Milwaukee, Wisconsin was, you know what I mean? Cheese City, Beer City.
Yeah. That's great. That's great. Yeah, I mean, I never even thought of that about how, you know, the show might have brought to light, you know, to young, you know, kids, to open them up to, you know, places outside of their own immediate community and their own state, and you know, give them a little bit of education about the country and different parts of the country. So that's
you
really
know, Donnie,
cool.
Donnie, here's another thing, too, Jerry. I got to ask these questions because I got Donnie on. You know, I'm just a kid
that's
right now.
That's okay.
Starstruck,
Donnie.
Listen, what made Gary Marshall choose Milwaukee as the down, you know, the down drop of
yeah.
Happy Days?
Well, there were two other executive producers on the show. Gary was the number one guy, created the show. But there was Tom Miller and Ed Milkus. They were the other two executive producers. And Tom Miller was from Milwaukee. And I guess, you know, during their development of the script and development of the idea for the show, my understanding was that he was pushing, or he suggested, I don't know how much he had to push, that Milwaukee would be a great setting. You know, it was sort of you know, sort of mid America and a place where in the 50s he had all these great memories and locations and even story ideas. So I think all of that added up, and they decided it was a really good choice to base the show in. So that we have to give Tom Miller the credit for that.
Wow. All right.
Well,
so, you know, all the, you know, these little facts that you're giving us really make sense. And for people who did watch Happy Days and who loved it, you know, like me, Brother O, I mean, E. Davis, right? The people that are listening, we appreciate those facts because it brings light to certain things that went on back then that we weren't quite sure why.
Yeah.
So thank you for sharing that. That's pretty cool.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yep.
There's probably a lot more of those, I'm sure, you know, that
yeah.
I'm not thinking of off the top of my head. But as people ask questions and they, you know, then it brings it up for me and things that I kind of forgot about, you know, which is cool.
It's very cool.
Revisit that.
So we have another track by international DJ legend Dr. Ngozi featuring Happy Days spinoff. Oh boy, Mork and Mindy, let's go. He's
Nadu, Nadu. We'll be right back.
Orson. Come in, Orson. Mark calling Orson. Come in, Orson.
Thank you, Mark. Next.
So my Hall of Fame producer is having a blast. I am loving it as well. So, Donnie, tell us about Mork on that strange episode on Happy Days.
Yeah, that was a strange episode. A bunch of Anson and I, we kid about it sometimes, and because we've been asked that question before many times. What happened was... Gary's son, Scotty Marshall, I think they had gone to see the movie Star Wars. I don't know whether, it was the first time. I don't think it was when it first came out. But anyway, Scotty was pretty young, might have been like 9 years old or something. So he said to Gary, Dad, you should have an episode on Happy Days where, someone from space, some outer space comes on into Happy Days. And it was like, so Gary, whether it was, I have no idea whether it was like he thought it was a good idea or he just thought, well, I'm going to do this for my son. I don't know. But he talked to the writers and they can't, had to come up with some way of making that happen, which was not an easy task. And so they came up with the script, and we were all reading it on Monday. That's when we read it for the first time. And we were reading around the table, and when it was over, we were like this is – not only is it weird, we thought it was probably the worst script that we had ever had. It was crazy, and it was bad. And I remember one of the cast – I'm not going to say who – might have even thrown the script on the floor – because it was like, what are you kidding us? What is this? And it was really tough. And they were trying to get certain actors to play Mork and some known sort of comedic actors, but they turned it down. They read the script. Nobody wanted to do it. And then they hired somebody, and then about, I think it was Wednesday, he quit. He quit because, it was looking like a train wreck, And then they were desperate, like, what are we going to do? And I think it was Gary's other, Penny was his sister, but his sister, Ronnie Hallen, said, I know a guy, I've seen him at the Comedy Store, and he's perfect. He's great. And He even did it in his act. He did something like playing an alien or something like that. And then Al Molinaro had seen him as well in an improvisation class at Harvey Lembeck gave. So they said, yeah, let's bring him in. And it was Robin. So he was not well known. He's doing stand up in the Comedy Store and just starting out. So they brought Robin in, and he auditioned, and he was doing all kinds of crazy things. I heard in the audition, and standing on his head, or doing and they loved him, and they cast him. And then Robin started bringing some of the stuff he had done in his act, and then improvising, so he started like rewriting, putting in all the stuff that wasn't in the script, and. And the writers were all there writing stuff down and trying to keep up with what he was doing. And then it became a really, it was still kind of a weird show, but then we found out it was a dream and all that. But then it worked really well. The audience loved it. became a great episode. And then, you know, within like or something, we're finding out Robin had his own show. You know, they're spinning it off.
Oh, wow.
Now he's got his own show. So it was pretty, you know, like a meteoric rise, you know, for Robin. It was pretty crazy. But well-deserved. I mean, he's brilliant, one-of-a-kind talent, you know, that we've never seen the likes of.
You're right. You're absolutely right. You know, the great, great Robin Williams, everybody. I mean, rest in peace, right?
Yes, rest in peace is right. An incredible talent. And you know, I didn't get to work with him too much. I was in one scene during the episode with him. It was Anson and I and Richie. But just being there on the set and watching him, it was such a buzz that he created. It was like electric. And so it was pretty great to see how his career went after that. It was pretty amazing.
Now, Donnie, I'm going to ask you a question. Being in a room with Robin Williams, who I love, and I love Mork and Mindy, you know what I mean? I get a chance sometimes to look at that. His comedic genius is unparalleled. The things that he said on Mork and Mindy is, to this day, so politically incorrect. You know what I mean? You know, because it's a shame to say that comedy should be politically incorrect. It should be just comedy. And he was a genius, Jerry. Like, you know, shout out to Mork and Mindy. Also, another crush, Pam Darver. I'm going to leave that alone, too.
Oh, wow. So, all right. So, Donnie, I want to share something with you about this guy. All right. First of all, whenever I do shows, no matter who the guests are, I don't care if they're legends from back in the day, Brother O will always stop in and say hello. But he is really talking to you because I know he's going to hit me later, but he is starstruck. He is loving you.
Well, that's great. I'm honored that he feels that way. And it's just hard for me to comprehend that sort of thing sometimes, you know. It's like surreal to me still.
It's the truth. We all are. So we have another caller. Let's take our third caller in queue. Hello, caller.
Hello, Miss Jerry Petito, my sister from another mister. How are you? It's Ava.
Hi, Ava Holly. How are you?
How are you, honey? I cannot believe that we are talking with Donnie Most, one of my favorite characters from Happy Days. And you guys were talking about the one-liners, funny as a crutch, Rich. I used to love that. My God. And I'm a New Yorker, too, so I know you can't take the New York out of us.
Nope.
Yeah.
But well, I just wanted to call in and say hello. I'm actually in Philadelphia for the night. My niece had major surgery today, so the family's out here spending the night. And I just wanted to call in and say hi. What an honor to talk to you and listen to you guys talk. Donnie, thank you for being on the show. It's wonderful to hear you.
Oh, thank you so much. It's such a pleasure. And where in New York are you from originally?
I'm a Brooklyn girl, too, Flatbush area. Yeah.
That's where I grew up. I grew up in Flatbush.
East 56th Street, I was.
East what?
East 56th Street, between Glenwood and Farragut.
Okay. Yeah. Farragut, yeah. I grew up on Ocean Avenue, between Church and Caton, and very close to Erasmus Hall. Did you go to Erasmus Hall High School?
Yeah. No, I did not. Oh, I went to high school in New Jersey, but my sister did.
Your sister went to Erasmus. Okay.
Yep.
That's where I went. Yeah. So that's where Barbara Streisand went. And oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, wow. We had a lot of people come out of our neighborhood. Kind of Sunny Brisbane. Yeah. And we had a few. Mariah Carey's from our area, too, I believe.
Wait a minute, Ava Holly, also Donnie Most and Jerry Petito. One of my favorite rappers in the golden era went to Erasmus Hall, and that's the first time I ever heard that high school, and that's the great special ed. You know what I mean? He went to Erasmus Hall, and I never even knew that existed until he started rhyming. Uh-oh, we got to the air. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Oh. Wow.
I love it.
Wow. So, Ava, tell Donnie who you are, girlfriend, and she's also on Hamilton Radio as well. She's a very good friend of mine. Tell Donnie about you.
Well, Jerry's one of my besties, and we met quite by accident, although I don't know if I believe in accidents. It was meant to be for us to meet, you know, so many things in common. But I'm a host on WBNN, also on Hamilton Radio, and Jerry and I met and just kind of clicked. I have a background in the arts, so I know what you're talking about, auditions and things like that. I did everything in theater through high school that you could imagine. And you know, I was a DJ for 12 years. I was a singer-songwriter. I have songs out, but I'm not really doing much singing. You know, I did that when I was younger. And host the radio shows now, and I plan special events. So I'm pretty excited to be
great.
A part of this family. Brother O's amazing. And I'm just enjoying the ride, you know. So I thank
great.
You for letting me share that, Jerry. And it's such an honor to be talking with you guys.
Thank you. Nice, very nice to talk with you, and all the best with everything you're doing.
Thank you, girlfriend. Okay, so we have another track by international internet DJ legend Dr. Ngozi, our Honey Bee, Brother O.
Bill Haley and his Comet.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your flat flags up. Join me, hot. We'll have some fun when the first strike. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3, and 4. Chimes ring 5, 6, and 7. We'll be right in 7 heaven. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Oh, when it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 2, I'll be going strong, and so are you. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight.
Well, I am on cloud nine. Brother O, thank you, thank you, thank you. You are bringing back so many memories. This is amazing. So, I did want to mention Ava Holly's show is next Wednesday. Ava's Casual Chat. Everybody check her out. So, Donnie, tell everyone how they can get your music. Let's not forget to do that. And anything else, your website, anything you want to give them.
Okay, well, the new CD called New York High. It's on iTunes and also Spotify and Apple Music and all those platforms. So the whole album is available now. And the track New York High obviously is on that. That's the one that I'm excited about, how it's climbing the chart, that Heritage chart, which it's like 80 countries, you know, it goes out to. It's based in the UK. But it's like an international chart, and people could, I post about every to all the latest stuff that's going on Facebook. I'm there under Don Most, and on Twitter at Most underscore Don, and then Twitter is Don Most One. So those are the main places where you see where I'm, you know, engaging and posting. And I have a website. It's called realdonnymost.com, although I have to admit I have neglected it, and it's a little bit behind. I have to bring it up to date. But there's a lot of good stuff on there that people could check out. And so that's pretty much it.
Okay, so you know what I wanted to ask you? Listen, is there anything – I don't want you to get off and say, oh, I should have said this or I forgot this. Is there anything else you'd like to share with everyone?
Yeah, I would say heritage chart, you know, online. I'm just Google heritage, the heritage chart. And if you go there, then it'll show you, you know, the rankings of the current week, and it changes every week. And they have people vote from all over the world. So if you like the song and you could, you know, the New York High, you can go on YouTube and put in New York High, and you could see the video that we made, which is really fun. So if you put in New York High, my name, and then video, you'll find it and check it out. And if you are so inclined, then you can vote. You can vote every week. And I got up to entered the chart at number 40 and moved to 32 and 26 and 20 and 14 and now 10, number 10. So it could get very interesting. So check out the song and the video, and if you feel inclined, then vote for me.
Yes, everybody. I've been voting for you every week, and I just love that you're now in the top 10, Donnie. So congratulations, and we're just going to keep going with this. You're going to get to number one, baby. You are going to get to number one. We have another caller. Yep,
okay.
We have another caller. Let's take our next caller. Hello, caller.
Yes, how you doing? I am the unholy love child of Thelma from Good Times and Bookman the Janitor. You mentioned Good Times earlier, so I feel like it would have been a disservice if I didn't call in. How you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm sorry, I didn't get your name. What's your name?
I said my name is the Love Child. I'm the unholy love child of Thelma from Good Times and Bookman the Janitor.
Okay.
Yeah, so they did a good job concealing. They did a real good job trying to conceal me from the world, because that, you know, that union was really a no-no.
Oh.
So, since you mentioned Good Times, I didn't know. I didn't know that Good Times was in competition with Happy Days.
Yeah. Yeah, in the beginning, the first couple of years, it definitely was. I don't know if it moved into a different time slot by the third or fourth season, but we were competing in those first 2-3 years, yeah, for sure. But it was a good show, and it was popular. And but then, you know, once Fonz really took off, then everything kind of, you know, shifted a little bit.
Well, I definitely appreciate it. I enjoyed watching that show, you know, as I grew up, and I would switch the show between Happy Days and Back to Good Times, and I got so confused. So I didn't know which one I wanted to watch first. But anyway, thank you so much for coming on. I'm also a broadcaster with this great company of WBNN, and my show will be coming up Thursday. And I'll be speaking about From Nominee to Enshrinee. And unlike the television world, some of us made it to the sublime status of the Hall of Fame, such as, you know, Jerry Petito and quite a few others that's going to be that special night coming up Thursday. So thank you so much for coming on our great WBNN station tonight.
So wait.
Thank you very much.
Don't you go anywhere. He's my Ebony Elvis as well. Magic Man, come on. Tell him who
you
really are, sweetheart.
How you doing? Yeah, I thought I would add a little bit of comedy, which is really a twist, because honestly, the many different days and nights that we would laugh at some of these skits and stuff like that. And to me, I've always been amazed at people that can read a script and actually take on and personify the script. So ones like you that's able to do it, I give you a standing ovation, because it's not something that I'm able to do.
Well, thank you so much. That's really kind. And, you know, everyone has talents in different areas, and I'm sure, you know, like what you do, I couldn't do. So what we love to do, that's key. That's really key.
Yes, indeed. Well, love you a lot, Jerry. Looking forward, and thank you so much for being a special honored guest coming up Thursday, okay?
Yes, Donnie Most, this is Huni Bakatoon. Okay, a.k.a. Magic Man. He's a Hall of Famer. He's got so many awards, I can't even count them. He's an incredible host here on WBNN, and he is a very close friend of mine. So we love you, Huni. We love you, Huni. We have another caller. Let's take our next caller.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Bulls Brothers. Represent from the Broad Street Bully Shot of Philadelphia, where the bums got changed for 100 on Cash App in front of the Pretzel Factory down 15th for Market. What's good?
So listen, I love you, man. Tell Donnie Most from Happy Days, baby, who you are.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm just a little hang gliding out here. You know, it's Clef One, one half of the Boos Brothers, building bricks and standing sticks. And, yes, I am a let's see. When I was being Diaper Man back in the 80s, you know what I'm saying? You know, I would watch these shows here. You know, I was real cool. Fonzarelli jackets, all kinds of stuff at that age. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, when I was six, it was Miller time. It was Miller time. You know what I mean? You know, that was bears for little boys at the time. So I always wanted a burger from that diner there.
From Arnold's.
I always wanted the burger from there for some odd reason. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, you know, shout out to all the old school iconic legends from these television shows that, you know, was so, you know, just you know, paramount in the golden era of the 80s, I'd say. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the era where I was out here, you know what I'm saying? Tarzan and a baby, like I was being raised by wolves and gorillas, 800-pound silverbacks, you know what I'm saying? But, yes, I just wanted to stab in and show some love, you know what I mean, to the wonderful next top mama, Jerry Batito, you know what I'm saying? Yo, shout out to all the guests. This is wonderful, you know what I'm saying? I could tell my kids that I spoke to stars. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, thanks for calling.
Yes, Clever One. When's your next show, sweetie?
Oh, so boom. Clever One will be hang gliding on the 27th. You know what I'm saying? That's where the next schedule to be building bricks and standing sticks. All stars lit up on GTA. You feel what I'm saying? Clever One will be coming through. You know what I mean? That will be Clevember 27th. You know what I'm saying? I'm Clever One, one half of the Bulls Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully Shot of Philadelphia, where you might see your nephew pulled over on I-76 because he had too much weed and there was smoke coming out of there. Check your satellites.
Oh, my God. Donnie Most, that's Clever One. We love him. He's amazing. His shows are awesome, and he brings a lot of fun to the network.
Yeah, I could tell. I could tell that. Well, Jerry, I'm going to have to say goodbye, but thank you so much for having me on, and great talking with you again, and your guests, I mean, your call-in, your audience, and I appreciate giving me a chance to let people know what's going on and about the music and all of that, and it's just great to hang with you again.
So I want to thank you, Donnie. I'm going to be bringing – actually, let me bring Brother O on one last time just to say goodbye to you. I know you have responsibilities. And I want to thank you so much, and I love you, and we've already posted the show, so share the crap out of it, boy. Brother O, come on and say goodbye to Donnie.
Well, Donnie, you know, first of all, you know, I'm just a TV, you know, fanatic, especially being the only child coming up in the 70s. You know, that was my brothers and my sisters, you know, on TV. And, you know, Happy Days, you know, giving honor to Henry Winkler, you know, Mr. Arthur Tonsarelli, also Anson Williams. We didn't talk about him too much tonight, Potsy. You know what I mean? And, of course, you know, my man Tom Bosley, man, may he rest in peace. You know, he was the quintessential father, you know, and, you know, Marion Williams. I mean, it's just that the whole family, Mary Ross, thanks, Marion Ross, you know, the whole family aspect of, you know, what Milwaukee was. Like I said, I didn't know I didn't even know Milwaukee existed. And also, I want to send a shout out to one of my favorite shows, Donnie Most, and it helped ABC as well. Shout out to Hal Linden and Barney Miller, because I'm a person, I'm a DJ, and I love music. And you heard that like that, man. Like, I didn't even care about the show. I just wanted to see the New York skyline and see Barney Miller come on and have that laughter when he talked to the cops going into the precinct. That was just, to me, amazing. You know, I'm a geek and nerd with that. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, ABC did a great job, man, in the 1970s. Of course, Welcome Back, Carter, right, Donnie Most? Great shows, man. Oh, yeah. So happy days. It's quintessential to my life, you know. And thank you, Ralph Mouth.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And, you bring back a lot of great memories. And, those were the days.
Those were the happy days.
Yeah. Well, it was great talking with you. And we'll do it again sometime down the road, okay?
Yeah. Donnie Most from Happy Days, everybody. Let's give him a hand. Yes. We love you. That was so cool. So, everybody, it's Ngozi time. Here's your mother's and father's favorite producer, my honeybee, our legendary Brother O.
And you know what time it is right now, right?
Oh, no, I feel great. Listen, I've been thinking, if you don't want me mixing with Creed no more, we'll make out some other kind of way, you know?
There's one thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here. Win. Win.
What are we waiting for? Take it!
Push! Again!
Jerry Petito is our art museum. She is our living Rocky Balboa, a young Italian girl from Long Island City, New York. And before I, you know, go into my go-to time, I'm going to let my commissioner come on for like 3 minutes to talk and, you know, and talk to Jerry Petito real quick. Commissioner? Well, it's okay. She did press one, and that's okay. So we go into what we do all the time. This has been a lovely rendition, something that's near and dear to my heart. Jerry Petito is amazing on this network. She's a person of grandeur and honor. She's a lifetime achiever to the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. And tonight, she's getting closer to another plateau. 14 all-time connection records in a row. Congratulations to Jerry. And then, of course, her 79th all-time connection record tonight. What a wonderful, powerful she is. Everything that we ever dreamed of. Congratulations to Jerry Petito on her 79th all-time connection record with the Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late great Hall of Famer. Tomorrow night, we continue our streak of three straight and hopefully a fourth. Vanessa Thomas Smith and the wonderful Walking in Purpose. The 2023 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrinee Elect. How about that, y'all? Let's get closer to Oneonas. Let's do our thing. Let's do our thing right here on the great, outstanding BNN. Tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern Standard at Beverly Nation. And, of course, Beverly Nation has, you know, advertising covering Dorsey Time, multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X. And, of course, Ola Dunham and goes to your Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, Ola Dunham and goes with my and gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Dr. Ola Dunham and Goes Gosey, saying good night, good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now back to the three-time WBNN Battle of the Network Stars champion, the 2021 Lifetime Achiever of the International Radio Hall of Fame, the 2019 Anna Waddell Award winner for excellence, the overall host of the year, the outstanding Jerry Petito, the fraud out of Robbinsville.
First of all, thank you so much, Brother O. I love the Rocky music. You crack me up. Thank you for this incredible record-breaking show, Donnie Motes. Amazing. I am on cloud nine. So here we go, guys. I'm going to read my poem. Imagine that. I had five shows. I can't believe it was me they chose. First Hamilton Radio, then on PANJ. On Vinny's show, I met Rob Bell. I joined with them that day. Doc G started this. It's all because of you asking me to come along. It was something I had to do. Brother O watched my shows and said, please come along. If you do, I promise with me, you can't go wrong. Beverly Nation Online, Talk Show Radio, Make Way. Once you get me started, I'll have so much to say. Brother O informed me my shows were flying high. Then on Damon Network, Damon looks, then reached the sky. I was even named the Jersey Jewel by Brother O. Damn, that's cool. My nickname on the other show is Jerry the Smartass because of my logos. Now picked up by My Fifth One at the time, Remember Then Radio. It was all oldies, I believe. Larry Chance and the Earls, their song Remember Then, the station is named after him. Now Larry was my friend. Rest in peace, Larry Chance. I can't believe the call, good news from me to you, an award out of Germany, my achievements, it's true. You won't believe this, this one is also true, then a nominee for Hall of Fame, along with Brother O, who knew. In 2019, Hall of Fame, he was voted as DJ to win. To me, it was a no-brainer, Aladdin Gozzi's a shoo-in. Now, 2 years later, 2021, voted as producer to win, celebrating his enshrinement, without a doubt, he made it in. Now in December 2021, Lifetime Achievement Award, I'll be awarded, it's done. International Hall of Famers forever enshrined will be. Internet DJ for Brother O, Internet radio host for me. The best part of the ceremony, both our children gave a speech on behalf of their parents, proud of all the souls we'd reach. For those who know me and those who don't, to keep me silent, you can't, you won't. My show will be to keep it real on how I see it and how I feel. To tell the truth and expose the lies, get out of the dark, let's open our eyes. If you want to get healthy or learn how to live, just listen to me, then inspiration I give. If addiction's your struggle, no matter which one, I wrote the book on addiction, that battle I've won. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass, is the title of my book. So check it out. You won't regret the minute you take a look. A lot of info I sure do know, so tune in and learn stuff on the Jerry Petito Show. Good night, everybody.